It's no secret that our province is isolated, which makes it harder for people and goods to get here. It creates problems, namely food security. For a place to be food secure, it must have proper food availability and food access to nutritious food. And our province doesn't fare well. We have the lowest number of farms of any Canadian province, with housing developments and subdivisions overtaking farmland. Our province would only have a 2 or 3 day supply of fresh vegetables if shipments stopped coming in. A growing number of people are fighting for more self-sufficiency. They are homesteaders. Neil O'Grady is one of those people. He started homesteading to help the environment and decrease the amounts of commercial food products that he was eating.
So I got chickens out there and vegetables and some fruit trees and some berry bushes. And, you know, I like to try to live more closer to Mother Nature, live off the land.
He also has a cold room built into his basement, essentially a modern root cellar.
Basically a wooden room in your basement that's vented outside, so the cold air comes in from outside, and you put your vegetables in there and your fruits and your whatever, your jams and jellies, and he keeps it in wintertime. It's only functional in the wintertime. It's basically a free refrigerator.
O'Grady sees more people adapting to this lifestyle due to the state of the economy and the rising cost of electricity on the horizon. Chad Pelly is a communications director with Food First NL, a local organization working to improve food security in the province. Pelly has noticed an increased interest in homesteading.
Yeah, absolutely. We've definitely noticed there's more interest province-wide in homesteading. I think media is finally paying a lot more attention to how reliant we are on imported food. Like, there's statistics in our province that we import upwards of 90% of the fresh vegetables that we eat in our province, and this year alone there's been over 300 cancellations of ferries.
A massive amount of cancellations for a place that relies on ferries for a chunk of their food supply.
Another reason is that in our province, that 84% of our communities don't have access to like a proper grocery store like a Sobeys or Dominion. So they're reliant on food that is available in local corner stores and gas stations. Liberal government is committed to doubling food production in our province by 2020, which will get us from 10% to 20%.
Not great, but it's a start. Pelly thinks that despite a rich history with food in this province, we have strayed from producing our own food and gravitating towards store-bought foods, a trend that he sees worldwide. Gideon Barker is also a homesteader. He's been in the news lately concerning his chicken coop conflicts with Witless Bay. The town denied him permits to build a chicken coop, to Barker's surprise and his disappointment. He owns 3 chickens, Bean, Lentil, and McNugget. He grows his own veggies as well. As to why NL had such a sharp decline in farming, Barker posed an interesting theory.
The previous generations, they were growing their own food and getting their own livestock and that kind of stuff out of necessity. It wasn't because they wanted to do it. It was because you did that or you didn't eat. And you did that because there was very minimal things that you could actually rely on getting at the store, even if there was a store. So it kind of became synonymous with poverty. And when people started making more money, it really became more frowned upon to look at somebody growing their own vegetables and actually eating that food, because that's not really viewed at as food that is good, that it doesn't exhibit an air of wealth.
Barker wants to see more legislation aimed at encouraging everyone to get into farming, rather than focusing on commercial farming. Whether it's growing some tomatoes in the back deck, potatoes in the backyard, Barker and O'Neill encourage everyone to do what they can to be more food self-sufficient. For several reasons. For your health, for the environment, and for fun. For the kicker, this is Ken Meeker,